This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, Drains by James, Windward Mental Health, and your New England Chevy dealers. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I'm going to respond verbally to this text because... I don't know how this worked out on the text line. If you want to join in, 617-779-7937. Hi, Andrew. Kevin here from, I'm not going to give the company name, and he gives an address. It's a great day for a new fitness program. When do you want to come in? Sir, you're texting a radio show. But they got my name right, Fitzy. Isn't that a little weird?
Wait, hi, Andrew. It's a great day for...
A new fitness program. When do you want to come in? I don't, Kevin. I'm in great shape. I don't need you, Kevin. Screw you.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, he was just off making an extension. It's probably also AI generated, which is amazing.
Kevin's AI? Huh, could be. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was interesting. You've reached WEEI, but appreciate you listening, whether you're AI or really are Kevin or whoever you are. It is 5:07:05, Fitzy. You know what time it is. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, Fitzy, before we get into Mike Vrabel and his infatuation with naps lately, and I don't mean taking them during the bye weekend, I mean on his team not taking them. Let's touch on this Jamar Chase suspension. He will miss the Patriots game on Sunday. It's a big one in a weird way. I didn't think the Bengals were going to beat the Patriots with Jamar Chase, but I don't love, I'm just going to say it, Carlton Davis. I don't love Carlton Davis in the Patriots defensive backfield. I know we thought $18-plus million veteran corner with Gonzo. You're going to have one of the better tandems. I feel like he gets picked on. I feel like he's always giving up catches and key spots, whatever. And obviously, if you have T. Higgins out there and Ja'Marr Chase, I'm assuming Carlton Davis is going to have to be around one of those guys a lot of the time. Now you don't have to deal with Ja'Marr Chase. So now T. Higgins, this man right here in the zero jersey, his name's Christian Gonzalez. He's going to be spending a lot of time with you. Mm-hmm. And I feel much better about the overall defensive game plan.
Yeah, the idea that Gonzo doesn't have to cover Ja'Marr Chase, thereby putting Carlton Davis on T. Higgins Island, that's got to give you a little extra comfort, because otherwise that would have been a problem. Like, Ja'Marr Chase already would have given Christian Gonzalez fits because he's a good enough receiver that he can challenge any cornerback in the league at any time. But Higgins, considering the way Carlton Davis has been playing this year, I'm not saying like he took an old pill before he started the season, but just doesn't even look as spry as he did last year when he was doing a lot of man coverage with Detroit, let alone Carlton Davis, the Super Bowl champ from Tampa a few years ago.
Yeah, there was a play in the red zone. They ran like a little slant, and he was borderline non-competitive. It almost looked like you would in practice when the coach is like, all right, this is 70% tempo, and DBs, let the offense catch the ball. We're trying to get some work done here. So, you know, run with them, but let them catch the ball. And I'm like, this is a primetime game against a division rival, and he looks like he's at a practice tempo. Yeah, the whole Carlton Davis experience for me has not been fun.
I wonder if he's going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing. I know you're not getting return on investment. And as you go, you know, they already re-signed Marcus Jones. So you're going to have Gonzo and Marcus Jones as two of your three. So if you want to swap somebody out or change something out, you have that opportunity. Not like you'd be changing the entirety of the defensive backfield.
Oh, no. I think they go, Andy, I think it's a double dip. I think Vrabel is going to want both a corner in the draft. Wouldn't surprise me if they target that in the first two rounds. And going to get a veteran in free agency. Meanwhile, side note, I know we were talking a little broader spectrum NFL, how certain teams looked. A lot of teams we don't get to watch because we're so hyper-focused on most Sundays on the Patriots. Did you see what a nice little 73-yard interception touchdown return for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I did not. Wait, what did you say?
Did you see who had a 73-yard interception return for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, I did. Damn Duggar.
Uh-huh.
Can we get him back? No, I don't want him back. I'm just kidding. No, no, no. I want no part of him. I don't think Duggar's that good. I saw. Did you see who caught a 55-yard completion on the Saints against Duggar earlier in the year? Olave. I've seen all of that.
I don't think he was playing his best because I think he was always unsure of his place on the team or his footing. He might be a little freer now. Like, he's like, hey, one team paid me to leave so I could go play somewhere else, and they're playing me all the plays. I'll do it. Hey, Steelers defense has been pretty good the last couple weeks. Not saying, just saying.
So he was sulking. Good to know. That's the kind of guy I don't want on my team. So move on, and good luck in Pittsburgh. We're much better off without you. But Fitzy, are you a nap guy? Do you ever nap?
I do. A lot of days I do 10-minute naps, like short, real short ones, yes.
Power naps. Yeah, I'm not a big napper.
They're fantastic.
I always wake up more tired when I try to nap.
It's a half hour or longer. If you go like people that do 90-minute naps, just go to bed. What are you doing?
Well, what if it's like Stiz, you want to chime in on napping during the day?
Yeah, I am a whore. My sleep schedule is so bombastic. Sometimes I do fall victim to the nap. It's one of those things where you're playing the world's most deadliest game. You fall asleep. Are you going to fall asleep for 20 minutes or 2 hours? You don't know. So
Stiz, when was the last time you had a good nap?
What time is it?
Earlier
today, I took a nap and my phone died when I took it. It wasn't really an intentional nap, but I fell asleep on my couch.
Out?
I wasn't meaning to. I woke up with about 30 minutes till showtime. So
no.
I had to get in my car.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. I had to speed over here. I apologize to anyone that was on Starro in my way.
Okay, Mike Vrabel has been preaching no naps, so you need to listen to him, Stiz. But his football team needs to listen to him, and they are listening. So we talked to Marcus Jones earlier in the show, as we do each and every Patriots Monday. Again, go back on the Odyssey app if you want to hear the whole interview. But we asked Marcus Jones what taking no naps means to him and the team.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I would say complacency is a thing that, you know, that can happen to teams and everything. So, You know, we don't have, I believe in this team that we don't have complacency, you know, people in the building. You know, we're always trying to get better, and we're trying to find better ways to make things better every single day, whether it's, you know, getting more meeting time, whether it's, you know, extra things at practice, you know, small things. We don't want to end up having the small things end up adding up to where it can be a costly situation. So our thing is always making sure that we give in 110% anything that we end up doing, and then just try to stack good days, get 1% better each day.
And Fitzy, this explains, we did see Vrabel on Thursday night. They caught him, I think, twice on the prime cameras, doing the, you know, both hands against his against his cheek and like move. Yeah. And
tempo, no, take no plays off. Yeah.
Right. So clearly this is now an ongoing theme for this team. And I get why you would break it out last week or in recent weeks, because not only are you succeeding 8 games in a row, but it's a short week. If you were looking to kind of, I don't know, let your foot off the Jets, the trap week discussions. Mm-hmm. So he didn't say no trap. He took it a different way and went no nap. Do you think it's a smart play on his, and you think the team is listening?
The results speak for themselves. So, yeah, they're listening. They're loud and clear. Drake and Marcus both had answers set for that, and I don't think those are like canned answers that they were supposed to divulge on a moment's notice or whenever asked about it as well. I think that's also part of the culture. I think that's also part of the whole idea that this team takes nothing for granted, you know, for to whom much is asked, much is given. Like, these guys are out there earning it. And they also threw out a little bit of the no days off as well. Like, they know from whence they come. Just because entitlement was removed from the building and he established a new culture and new leadership doesn't mean you can't still, you know, borrow a little bit from the past.
So you mentioned it. Marcus had an answer ready. Drake May also had his answer ready when we asked him about this whole nap thing.
Ooh. We've had this debate many times in the training room and the meal room.
I
like my chances.
That's not Drake May talking about his naps. We'll get to that later. That's Drake May about playing basketball. Drake May talking about no naps, Stiz. I'll give you a second if you can find that back there, because Fitzy's right. He had a good answer ready, and he did kind of allude to the head coach, the legend, the UNC current coach, in his answer. So here's Drake May on this whole nap thing in Foxborough.
Yeah, it's been no plays off. It's no days off. It's what Coach Vrabel is, what he brings every day. You know, it's no days off. It's no plays off. I think times when, you know, we get up in games offensively and kind of have a 2-score lead or, you know, have a chance to put the game out of reach, we need to, you know, be at our best and still have that same urgency as we do in the beginning of a game. And I think he's trying to get that across to the team, and knowing that, you know, good teams have a chance to come back on us and make it a game. So that's what we're trying to be, is no naps and don't take plays off, because every position, every player matters.
And I love that mentality, Fitzy, because we've learned over the course of this season, mostly for the better, I would say, from the Patriots, how long these games are. Right. Yep. Remember the dogfight against the Browns that was no longer a dogfight? It turned into, like, you know, you're in the third quarter and boom, 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 touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Like, there's a lot that can happen in, or hell, yesterday, Bills, Bucks. And we're like, boy, Josh Allen sucks. And then you finish the game, you're like, oh, that's one of the greatest statistical performances we've ever seen from Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's not just Josh Allen was awesome today. Josh Allen put on a performance for the ages. Yeah, no, it was. It was I remember taking my eyes off the TV for like a few minutes. It was something like 20-16 or something. Next thing I know, it's like, whoa, what is Tampa doing up 32-31? Like, that was a slugfest. But Josh Allen, or we can call him Western New York Drake May, just slugged harder and slugged more often and made for a very entertaining game and reminded us why they're always a threat and a perennial MVP contender as well. But the fact that they're all parroting the company line, you know, take no plays off, no days off, nothing is for granted, like, that's good. You want all your boys in lockstep saying, like, you know, towing the company line.
So the company line for the Patriots is, right, we just sort of ignore the noise, or it used to be the company line. We talked about it earlier. Cam Newton says that the Patriots are fool's gold. Right? They're cubics,
Cameron,
they're conia.
Jarrell.
Yeah, former Patriot and noted Drake May fan, which is interesting. Former Patriot and noted Drake May fan from Charlotte, a guy that Drake May honored with his touchdown dance earlier in the season.
He idolizes him.
Well, so we had to ask him, Drake May, What do you think about Cam Newton calling the Patriots fools gold?
Oh, no, I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, you know, make certain comments. So, you know, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, you know, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we just got to go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
So I heard it in the time, and I want to ask you guys, because you guys sometimes accuse me of hearing things that aren't there, and I sometimes hear things that aren't there. Was there a little bit of that Kobe Bryant in there? Remember that answer where he's like, who? Do I know him? Do I know that dude? Do I know that dude? And he's like, I don't even know what show Cam Newton's
100%.
On. 100%. So intentional?
When he did the show thing, I was like, ooh, Spicy Drake clapping back. Okay. That was great.
So I love the super fan stiz. Like, you heard that the way I did. I don't even know what show he's on. Like, who's Cam Newton? Like, he kind of big-timed Cam Newton there, who used to be his idol and he used to celebrate by doing the Superman.
Yeah. You think it's a big timing? I don't know. I mean, like, he knows he's on TV. He knows he talks. I think in a lot of ways he's avoiding getting caught up in a headline war, because if Cam Newton says one thing on TV, let's say Drake May says, you know, something about his hats, or like, oh, I remember him 5 years ago. He couldn't throw it forward, you know, throw the ball 20 yards with accuracy. That gets aggregated. Then that audio goes viral. They're playing that on First Take. He smartly avoided it.
Well, I mean, depends who you are, because your people, your aggregation friends, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, but if I were them, I could turn that into clickbait. I could definitely, Drake May big times Cam Newton, quote, I don't even know what show he's on, and there's your headline, and you can click on that all over the internet if you want.
Now that you've said it, it'll be out in 5 minutes.
Not that I'm suggesting anybody do that, but I just
did.
I thought it was an interesting answer, and they both tried to say the right thing, both Mike Vrabel and Drake May. Like, people can say what they want. They get paid to do what they want. Hell, Mike Vrabel might get paid to do that. He could have a nice 10-year run as the Patriots coach, retire in 10 years, only be 60 years old, and pull a Bill Cowher and then do TV for another 10, 12, 15 years, right? So Mike Vrabel could be in that business at some point. My favorite answer, I think, of the Drake May interview today, coming off the heels of Thursday night, when Will Campbell interrupted his press conference and Drake May said, man, get out of here, rookie, and then sort of had to collect himself while giggling at the podium in a way that I don't know that we've seen Drake May giggle. So, Fitzy, I think it was you had to ask him about this relationship with Will Campbell, and I thought this was a really enlightening answer.
Yeah, Big Country, he's been awesome. I think he's you know, probably the way he's kind of handled it. You know, I think we have, you know, we're in a similar situation. You know, top pick, you know, leaving college early and kind of up here on our own from the South. So just been cool for us to kind of share the similar journey and share some of my experiences with him. And he's been, you know, him and some other rookies we have, and Jared and Travion, they've been a great class, and Kyle and just, you know, Craig on the defensive side. So proud of what they've done as a rookie class. And I think Will's just coming to work and coming to practice him, you know, just, you know, really every day. He's one of our you know, best practice players, and it shows up in the games, and it's fun kind of sharing our accents. I think his is a lot stronger than mine, so it's fun to hear that, and I think that's the best thing about it is just, like I said, sharing some similar experiences and sharing what I learned from last year and knowing, you know, what a long season it was compared to college. So it's also cool being, you know, young and, you know, both kind of living through the same, you know, living the same kind of life.
A couple things real quick on that, boys. First of all, Big Country is a great nickname, and I think that perfectly fits Will Campbell. That was also one of the longer, at least looking at the files, answers that we have from Drake all season. Not an overly verbose guy, pretty quick to get in and out, so you can tell how much this guy means to him by the amount that he was willing to talk. And we talked about this on Friday after we heard that post-game answer, but I think we're not given enough credit to how big that relationship has been, not even on the field, because Campbell's been great, but off the field, both being comfortable in a place where they're not really used to kind of going through it together. I think there are so many layers to Drake May and Will Campbell.
Yeah, I love it. More. And the Big Country thing, didn't they ask Will Campbell like a month ago and he just laughed and goes, no, he calls me that? Because somebody said, do they call you that? And he's like, no, he calls me that. Which, by the way, I mean, if the head coach or the quarterback call you something, there's a good chance it's going to stick. If Drake May continues to call him Big Country, which, Dan Ball, you probably don't remember this. Fitzy, I'm sure you do.
I was just going to say, doesn't this track with his NBA fandom?
Yeah, Bryant Reeves, Big Country. Out of Kansas, I will say, back in the
played
day.
For the original Vancouver Grizzlies.
Correct. It was his. But I think I mean, you can have a big country once every whatever that would be 30 years in professional sports. And if Drake May wants it the way he's playing, Drake May gets it. But yes, Dan Ball, I agree with you. There was a lot to that answer, and I think it's genuine. It's a little bit like when we talked to Marcus Jones, Fitzy, after he signed his contract and said, like, why do you want to be here? And it was a long, honest, like, seemingly emotional answer about they invested in me and I want to be loyal, blah, blah, blah. Like, everything he said, it was that this answer had that same feel. And then finally, if we got the emotional answer, support of his boy Will Campbell out of the way. And I also think that's a great building block. If your left tackle and your quarterback love each other, that's like, you know, find a receiver that they all love. And all of a sudden we're talking about you're really building a nice offensive foundation. But of course, it's a wouldn't be a Drake May interview without may or may not. So here's a sampling of some of those answers. All right, Drake, I'm not even sure if I'm qualified to ask this question. I don't know what it means, but I'm sure you've come across it. 6'7", may or may not.
6'7". I'm not really sure what it means, but I'm for the trend, so I'd say may.
Yeah, I hear it about 50 times a day in my house with two young boys, Drake. Be glad you don't have any around just yet. Speaking of young kids and things they love, video games. A lot of guys are gamers, probably, especially on your team. Video games is a chill-out tool for you, may or may not.
Yeah, I could play some video games. You know, I grew up with your older brother, so we loved playing. So I could play some video games.
I'm going to ask this one on the fly, coming off the question about multi-sports and Saban saying you could have played at UNC. Drake May is the best basketball player in the Gillette Stadium locker room, may or may not.
Ooh, we've had this debate many times in the training room and the meal room. I like my chances. I like my chances a lot. I think you know, combination of some of those guys, some of the big guys, they can't move with me, and some of the DBs and receivers, I think they're too small. So I like my chances.
All right, pause it there. Two things. He had a very specific answer, so I believe that they've debated this. He's like, the big guys, they can't move with me. The small guys, they can't handle me. All that. And in my experiences, Fitzy, this is the oldest argument in the Patriots locker room. It doesn't matter the team, the generation. This argument about basketball, pickup basketball, charity games, who was better in high school, the DBs are faster, the tight ends are bigger. They all think they're NBA players. They all think.
Oh, 100%.
And some of them, actually, if you ask them, what was your first sports love? Oh, basketball. Oh, like they all love basketball, at least first. Some of them probably maybe even still more than football. And I love this. I was trying to think, who do we think the second best basketball player is in the Patriots
Diggs.
Locker room? Diggs. Okay. Have you seen any? I know over the years you do a lot of the events and different things. Have you ever seen a Patriots charity basketball event and any of their abilities on the court?
I have not. I've seen bowling and I've seen flag football and a couple other things, but never basketball. But I'd love to. I mean, I think that would be great. I bet you. I wonder if Mac Hollins can hit a shot.
Probably. I assume all these guys can kind of play. You know, they're all good athletes. My guess is some of the big ones can dunk like that. And you're like, oh, wow, didn't know he'd
if
be.
If Mike Onwenu can dunk, then I'm Miles Davis.
Gravity might have something to say about that one. But I was thinking more like a Milton Williams, for example.
Oh, I bet he could. The Milt Man. I bet he can hoop.
All right, so that was the drive. That was the Drake May interview. That was may or may not. If you missed any of it, you can always go back on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. I wish I could rewind from the next segment before we even do it, because we are going to do our pick six replay recap for the week. And big surprise, some of them won and some of us lost. That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Celtics beat the Los Angeles Clippers yesterday at TD Garden. The final score was 121-118. Boston has now won two in a row in three of their last four. To get back to 500 on the season, they visit the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night. The Bruins host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Boston is 12-8 on the season and 8-3 at home. Their 24 points currently lead the Atlantic Division. Earlier today, the Bruins placed former first-round pick John Beecher on waivers. Head coach Marco Sturm also said that defenseman Charlie McAvoy was with doctors while his teammates were on the ice at Warrior Ice Arena, and Sturm said there is no timetable for him to return as of Monday morning. He will not play tonight against Carolina. Victor Arvidsson, meanwhile, is considered week-to-week with a lower body injury. The Bruins placed both Arvidsson and Casey Mittelstadt on injured reserve earlier today, while also moving Jordan Harris to long-term injured reserve. The good news, Elias Lindholm did skate with the team for the first time since suffering a lower body injury back on October 30th. The Patriots visit the Cincinnati Bengals this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock. New England is 9-2 on the season, while Cincinnati is 3-7. The Patriots are the second seed in the AFC after 11 weeks, tied in record with the Denver Broncos. Both teams have won 8 games in a row. Some roster moves from the Pats earlier today. The team announced that they have signed rookie tight end C.J. Dupree to the 53-man roster from the practice squad and released safety John Saunders Jr. from the 53-man roster. In addition, the Pats signed linebacker Otis Reese to the practice squad and placed linebacker Darius Harris on the practice squad injured reserve list. And new within the hour, the NFL has suspended Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase for one game for spitting on Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. Chase denied spitting at Ramsey, but the league determined the video evidence was sufficient to warrant a suspension. Chase will miss Sunday's game against New England, barring a successful appeal. And finally tonight, Week 11 in the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football as the 3-5-1 Cowboys visit the 2-7 Raiders. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. That beat drop was long.
Yeah.
Silent. Sometimes I like to let them play out, but that one wasn't quite ready. But I'm going to read something off the text line that I will like.
Oh.
Fitzy will like.
Okay.
Dan Ball will not like.
Really?
And it's not a shot at you.
Oh, okay.
It's just a...
I wouldn't expect it to be.
There are some on there if you want me to keep you up to date in those.
Oh,
in the
no, that's fine. I there were shots at me before I got hired here. That's fine.
That is true. They were mean.
Yes, they were.
Uncalled for.
I was showing a friend of mine that yesterday. It was relatively jarring. Let's get back to the text line.
The 781 says, you guys missed the obvious best basketball playing Patriot. It's got to be Austin Hooper.
Oh, no.
I knew Dan Ball wouldn't like it. That's solid dad humor.
That is major props to them on that one. I can't believe. Wow.
Well played.
Stiz and I are not sleeping well enough these days if both of us let that slip under the cracks.
That was well done. But speaking of well done, or not well done, because no. I continue. Do you guys just want to kick me out? I know they're kicking Terp out of whatever the hell they do in the middays, some sort of touchdown parlay or whatever. They're kicking him out because he sucked so bad.
What happened to your idea? You pitched it to him off air that we switch weak links. That the midday show gets you and we get Terp at some point.
Oh, that's it.
I can look into that to see if we can spice things up. We just change the old garbage for garbage, change of scenery trade, trash for trash.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'm willing. I can't do this anymore. I am not good enough. I'm an anchor that is just keeping you guys down. Sooner, I wish you well in your future endeavors. I want you to win, Dan
Ball.
I'll
give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
No. This is crap for crap. Totally different thing. All right, it's time for the pick six replay.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Okay, boys, we were doing well coming into this week. And that's where it stopped. 4-2 from last week, 31-29 total. Ted Johnson, a 9-1 record. Stiz, Fitzy, Brian, all 5-5 entering the week. Myself at 4-6. And Andy Hart at 2-8. It was a promising week right from the start. But let's get to our first pick of the week, Stiz.
Of course, with a rushing touchdown. He might do it again. And does! Touchdown, Bills! Back and forth we go in Buffalo.
44-32, the Bills over the Bucks. Games with three passing touchdowns and three rushing touchdowns. Two in NFL history. They both belong to Josh Allen. The Bills scored their most points in a single game this season and the fourth highest score in a single game of any NFL team in 2025. Nick Fitzy Stevens, your fifth victory in a row goes via the Buffalo Bills -5.5.
Ooh, wow. Andy, in my line
Shut
of work,
up.
They call that a heater, kid.
No one cares, Fitzy. I will just...
You want to stand closer to me just so you can get some of that heat? Maybe it'll help you uncool?
I actually liked your pick, Fitzy, so much
Thank you.
That I bet it in the real world. And
boy,
that helped me pay off the losses from playing the parlay every week by winning that actual bet. So I'm good there.
It is a lot easier to just... Because we haven't had a perfect week yet. I would imagine that we're not going to.
What?
It's a little bit better. It makes me feel better when we lose the parlay, and I know you're losing $2 because you are almost always a part of the losing.
Oh, yeah. I earn my losses.
That's right.
In terms of that. Absolutely.
Right.
If I were like 10 weeks into this and I had won every week and we were close...
You had Teddy's record?
Yeah. I'd be mad if I were Ted. I'd be like, get rid of these idiots and just go out off on my own. But... Yeah, no,
Now, you know what, actually, hey, can I introduce this possible permutation or wild card variable? What about if Ted one week sees Andy's pick and forces him to call an audible?
Okay. Ted can have, like, veto power over my picks. He's earned it.
Ted get veto.
Absolutely. If he doesn't like my pick, Ted gets to veto it. Okay. I'll play that game. I tried it this week. Some weeks I put my pick in early. This week I waited till everybody picked, so I couldn't even have my choice of picks. I had to wait till the end. Loserville continues.
All right, next one.
20-plus yards going into week 11. First and goal, toss play, McCaffrey, blockers in front, breaks a tackle, touchdown. touchdown, Christian McCaffrey.
I needed a win. I got a win with the Niners minus 2.5 against the Cardinals. Brock Purdy was outstanding in his first game back in 7 weeks. 200 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, a 133.5 passer rating. It was San Francisco 41 and Arizona 22. But as you guys mentioned earlier, can't take away from Jacoby Brissett, whose 47 completions against the 49ers on Sunday is the most completions in a game in NFL history, breaking the record that was held between Jared Goff and Drew Bledsoe, who each had 45. Andy Hart, a win for the San Francisco 49ers. But a bit of a resurgence once again for Jacoby Brissett, this time with the Arizona Cardinals.
That is nuts, though. When you think about what he did here for the month last year and the way this offense was run, for him to go out and break Drew Bledsoe's record, who, if you all remember,
45 for 70 against the Vikings in 1994.
A.K.A. the Kevin Turner game, the over-the-shoulder catch by the fullback in the end zone in the poorly lit Foxborough Stadium to get the win.
What a game.
That is borderline unbelievable. Like, if you would ask me, is there any shot in hell? Like, I don't. Can you even envision a game where Jacoby Brissett throws 47 complete passes?
Not 47 passes, 47
completions. Oh yeah.
All right. So let's flip it this way, Andy. If at the start of yesterday, I texted you and said, "Hey, somebody's going to complete 47 passes today. You get 3 guesses.
You could give me 31 guesses. I think I would have picked him, maybe not Cleveland. So maybe if you had given me like 28 guesses, I would not have guessed Jacoby Brissett. That's how bad it is. I don't even really know who the other guy is that caught the 15
Michael
passes.
Wilson?
Yeah.
The old Stanford receiver.
Okay, why is he suddenly catching up? What's going on? Somebody should look into parlays between Brissett and Michael Wilson. Are they like rigging games here? Listen, I'm going to throw it 47 times today. 15 of them or whatever are going to go to you. Like, this is the craziest of craziness.
Absolutely. And the fact that now you have 2 of the 3 top completion games in NFL history by players who played for the Patriots, and none of them are Tom Brady. You got a Brissett, you got a Bledsoe, you don't have a Brady in that kind of stat. That was a bit of a ring around the way of saying it, but it's still true.
Also need to acknowledge that Dan Ball nailed the hell out of the pick and nailed it in the description. I believe on Friday you said something to the effect, Mac Jones has been running the offense just fine. I got to imagine it's going to be as good or better with Brock Purdy running it against the Cardinals. Nailed it.
That's what his contract would suggest he's able to do, and he was able to do that indeed. Okay, so those are 2 wins. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are our 2 wins this week. Let's get to the rest.
Shaheed.
That's it.
Watches it bounce inside the 5 and out of bounds inside the 1.
Wow.
Ethan Evans. There's no way he's ever made a better punt.
Ethan Evans iced the victory for the Los Angeles Rams with a perfect punt inside the 1. 21-19, the final LA wins. How about the quarterbacks this week? Darnold, Mahomes, Jackson, and Herbert. No touchdowns, 8 interceptions yesterday. Matthew Stafford in his last 7 games, meanwhile, 22 touchdowns and 0 picks. 5 straight wins for the Rams. Unfortunately, however, Andy Hart's line was 3.5. So, by 1.5, 2 points in total. I'm sorry, my friend. You lose again.
Yeah, that's why that extra touchdown by Josh Allen was so big. Andy, Buffalo was only up by 5 until 2 minutes left, and I thought, oh, my God, if I lose this by a half point, the whole show is going to kill me. And you got screwed, bro.
I'll take
so
that.
So sad.
I'm a loser. So why don't you kill me?
All right, next one.
Hey, wait, Dan, am I correct also, real quick, in general NFL, was Justin Herbert was like 10 of 18 for 80 yards?
Oh, yeah. He 10 of 18, 81 yards, no touchdowns and a pick was his final
Holy
line. He was so
God.
Bad that Trey Lance was in the game on purpose. Like, that was, well, not on purpose, I mean, but it was 35-6. Yeah, it was
Jesus. Unbelievably
bad. And if somebody had him in 2 of his fantasy leagues, then really, really stinks. Yeah.
Ouch, babe.
Tough week to have Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson as your quarterbacks. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Next one.
Matthew Wright for the win. The kick right down Broadway through the heart of Nashville, and what a performance.
Yeah, that was Chris Myers feeling all of the emotion, as you could hear. The Houston Texans, a walk-off field goal to beat the Tennessee Titans 16-13. Davis Mills with the Texans season kind of on the line. 556 total yards, 3 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, a pick, and 2 game-winning drives. Houston wins. However, they did not cover, and that broke Ted Johnson's 9-game pick-winning streak in our afternoon's pick 6. But a win is a win, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, for the Houston Texans sneaking by the Tennessee Titans.
I got to be honest, after the performance he put on the week prior, Dan, in the fourth quarter and that epic comeback, against the Jags when the Texans were down 29-10. I think I and a lot of other people thought yesterday Davis Mills would have a good day against that lackluster Titans defense, be a good streaming option in fantasy. Enter the narrator, he was not.
No, yeah, no kidding about that, but...
And I think Chris Myers wasn't overly emotional because he was trying to work that good line. Because right down Broadway is a cliche, a common phrase, but obviously Broadway also goes right through the heart of Nashville, so he was trying to tie it to the whole thing, and he was trying to make sure he didn't screw it up.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but it's a game-winning kick.
Like, you'd rather have Gus Johnson just screaming.
No, God, no. Let's find it somewhere maybe in the middle.
Oh, happy medium.
A professional, maybe, potentially. Like, don't make it so obvious you have Titans money line when you're calling that kick. But
okay.
Anyways, next one.
Goff looking, throwing, back of the end zone, St. Brown, no! Covered by Jackson. The pressure gets to Goff again.
Another ugly primetime game. Lions and the Eagles, 16-9, your final. The Lions were 3-for-13 converting third downs and 0-5 on converting fourth downs. The Eagles held Jared Goff to a 37.8 completion percentage, ninth lowest mark by a quarterback with 35 or more attempts since 2005. So, Andy, you talked about the Eagles and their offense. It has been suspect, but the defense has been no joke the last couple weeks.
Absolutely, and they made Jared Goff uncomfortable to the point that even some of the throws that were there, like there was a crosser that sticks into my head where he just, it's there, like the guys, and he threw it like at his ankles, and the guy couldn't haul it in. You know me, I'm not the biggest Jared Goff fan, and I had sort of accepted his success, but I still think he's a little, we're coming up on that time of year, fragile. Uh-oh. It's Italian and it means fragile. I think Jared Goff can be fragile, and that Eagles defense made him feel that way.
What was the stat line again of his final 18 passes, Andy? How many did he complete?
Six or seven?
Two. Two.
Oh, boy. There's the meme again. We'll ask Drake about it. All right, last one.
The field on first and goal. Should be the final play of the quarter. Tootin! Tootin is in for the Jacksonville touchdown.
First of many Tootin. For Jacksonville.
Tootin. Can we just keep saying
my kid's Tootin. My kid's favorite player by a mile.
Said it twice just to make sure you heard it. 35-6, Jacksonville just kicks the crap out of the Chargers. Trevor Lawrence, 3-0 in his career against Justin Herbert, including playoffs. And as Fitzy and I just mentioned, 10-for-18, 81 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. 2-4 was our record this week, dropping us back to 500 as a program. At 33-33 after 11 weeks. And Andy Hart, that is your Pick 6 recap.
Yeah, I'm by no means anyone to point fingers, but I do think that might be one of our worst losses. The Chargers minus 3 against the Jaguars lost by 29, to which Brian Frazoco said in our group chat when Fitzy asked, how's the parlay doing? Mine lost. And I'm thinking, lost is the understatement of the year. It never had a shot. It was the worst pick ever made in our parlays. That being said, Stiz, we do have a request for a rejoiner for me, courtesy of me. That would be Beck Loser for my success or lack thereof. Coming up next year, time now, actually, for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Well, League Leaders, that would be Ted Johnson, despite the rare loss in our Pick 6 parlay, continues to be the front runner, which may actually earn him veto power in future parlays. He may actually be allowed to veto my picks, and Circling the Drain is being kind. I have been flushed. I am working my way through the sewer pipes. I'm going to be out in the ocean floating around at some point because I am a turd of a picker in terms of football games this year. Coming up next here on WEEI, it is time for Odds and Ends, and we have an odd question to ask. Is Jeremy Swayman actually a really good goalie now? That changed fast. Jeremy Swayman and the Bruins up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. The Bruins win again, which is not that surprising. They beat a good team, Montreal, which was ahead of them in the standings. I won't even say that's that surprising. What is starting to surprise me, or maybe it shouldn't, is the turnaround that is finally coming, the new human being that is Jeremy Swayman. He has some of his traditional stats are still not great because of the significant goals given up, seven goal type games, goals against average, save percentage is, I think his goals against average is 30th, and his save percentage is still 19th. But in expected goals against, he is now tied for fourth. He's a top five goalie. Nick Fitzy Stevens. And we all know, us puckheads know, that that's really what matters, not those archaic old numbers. It's the new age numbers. Jeremy Swayman, is he changing your opinion of who he is, Fitzy? Are we finally getting a franchise goalie?
If we're going to get more of the guy that played this summer in the international tournament and less of the guy that talked about how good the guy was in the offseason and gave up, had a couple of five burgers already this year, great. But what does that chalk up to, though? Like, what does that mean? Just, like, rough start, or he was rusty, or is he a guy, is he, like, a goalie that has to, like, get into a groove and it takes him, I don't know, a month to get warmed up? Because if so, maybe the Bruins can learn from that going forward and either give him extra reps in the summer or let Korpisalo play more games early on, because now he seems to be rounding in form. But also, let's remember, little switch on defense that they made as well with Lauri.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of issues in front of him, but I'm just wondering, let's bring in Christian Arcan, host of the Christian Arcan Show, who famously
fought me. Oh, is that the show that he's on?
It is. It's weird. I mean, like if he was the host of the Andy Hart show and he wasn't even on the Christian Arcand show, that'd be weird. But he's on the Christian Arcand show. So we famously fought about Jeremy Swayman, his free agency. And then we watched as he wasn't very good.
He was not.
Where are we at with Jeremy Swayman? Is he a good goalie now?
I don't know if he's redeemed himself completely, but he's playing much better. And I think that this is about as good of a stretch as he's had since last year. Like, I don't remember really long stretches of him being like, okay, it seems like he's getting back there. He'd have a game or two, and then he'd give up 7 goals. You know, like, he would just check out in the middle of a game when, you know, the team was giving up. He gave up two, and that was what you saw a lot of last year. Team-wide, I mean, throughout the entire room. So I think what you're seeing now is a lot closer to what he actually is, and that's why I fought you so hard about it. But, I don't know if – I wouldn't say he's completely redeemed himself yet.
Yeah, and I also wonder, is he like this weird – because we think goalies are supposed to carry you at times, right?
Definitely.
Is he the opposite of that? Like, when things are going well – he gets kind of pulled in the positive direction. I mean, we were having a J.J. McCarthy conversation earlier. You can't. It's hard to be a franchise quarterback and not carry the team at times. And I also think it's hard to be a franchise goalie and not carry the team at times. You can't just be good when the D is good and they're scoring and Zadorov is bringing physicality and like all these good things are happening. No. Sometimes when we suck, help us win a game. Help us steal a game.
Sure. I think he did a lot of that against Florida a couple years ago. I mean, he was, you know, in the playoffs.
When was that?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Sure.
Is he that or... That's a long time in between.
I'm saying he's shown that he can do it. But a lot of these guys, I mean, you know, Sorokin, a lot of these guys have gotten these contracts and fallen off harder than he did. So, you know, I mean, there's precedence here. I think that so long as everything can kind of be stable in front of him, and I'm going to talk some Bruins tonight, too, because I do have a lot of thoughts on that, and I absolutely love that game in Montreal. Oh, was that awesome. A lot of their games have been awesome.
They've been a
just
very
really
entertaining
team. Fun to watch. So, yeah.
Zadorov is part of that for me.
Yes.
The physicality he's brought and the buttons he pushes on the opposition, he's a fun player.
Yeah.
Old school fun player. What else you got tonight?
Well, we got a lot to get to. Boomer Esiason said something this morning that I've been thinking about all day, which is that he doesn't think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. And it was interesting to hear it from him, because he's on he's constantly talking football. He's just when I think of football discussion, I think of him. And for him to say that, to come out and say I don't think the Chiefs are going to make it, that just made it real. And I've been thinking about it all day. So we'll start with that. We'll start about with the Broncos. Jamar Chase pulling the old Hawk Tua there and not going to be playing against the Patriots, which is great news, and some other wild stuff that happened this weekend. So we have a lot to get to, not a lot of time.
And I will admit, and you know, we think that the Chiefs just roll out of bed and go to the AFC Championship game. Wait, they're not even going to make the playoffs, never mind advance to the AFC Championship game. So that's an interesting one. Stick around for Christian Arcand leading you into Monday Night Football. We'll be back tomorrow, 2-6. Teddy will be here. We'll be talking Patriots. We'll be talking Bill Belichick, because we didn't get to that today, and I'm sure Ted has thoughts in that area. Mark Schlereth, 2:30. Brian Hoyer, 4:30. All that and more, 2-6. WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
I mean, I love this. I love football. I love
Andy Hart.
Because I am a turd.
That's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.